You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. Welcome back. Today we're talking about this. Put your hands up, sister. And I mean put both your hands up. Exclamation point. So today's soul story comes from last night. I had one of those dreams. I had one of those nights. And when I woke up this morning, I'm not even kidding you. My shoulders hurt so intensely, so intensely. What had happened is I fell asleep and had a dream, and in the dream, my arms were up. And literally, I woke up with both my hands over my head, and my muscles still hurt. I'm not even kidding. It hurts so badly. Like right now, as we're talking, my shoulder muscles are absolutely crying out, screaming at me because literally, I don't even know. I could have had my arms up all night long. I'm not sure. So let's talk about the dream. So basically in the dream, I am climbing a very tall, very intense, very steep hill. I'm taking a so-called shortcut, and I am running with this family member of mine. And next thing you know, she goes up ahead of me, and now I'm sitting here on this hill, and it is so steep that I cannot literally, like, I can't even back up. If I back up, I'm going to fall off the hill. Now, I remember one time where I was doing some mountain climbing with like no technical gear whatsoever, really had no business being on this mountain, but it felt very similar to that. So here I am. She has just now crested the peak. She's up over the top. She's made it over the hump, and I am literally hanging on for dear life. I have both my hands above my head, and basically my right hand has a pen in it. This is crazy. It has a pen in it, and I have jabbed that pen into the ground to try to keep me from actually falling backwards. And I am screaming out to her, help me, help me, like help me, help me. And she's at the top of the hill dilly-dallying around, and she's not helping me. Now, it wasn't that she wouldn't help me. It was that she didn't really understand the urgency of what I was trying to tell her. I literally was saying, like, help me now, or I am going to slip and I'm going to fall. And I woke up feeling this rush of adrenaline and absolutely feeling like I was falling. And it was interesting because it was also kind of rainy that day in the dream. And so it was kind of muddy. So the air was very wet, very damp. And it's like I felt the dampness into my shoulders. It was so intense. And I woke up kind of crying even. It was just so intense for me. So what does this dream have to do with anything? Well, now, I could do some dream interpretation and break it down, but this is what I got from the dream, and this is what inspired today's episode. Have you ever gotten to a place in your life where you're like, I need some help? You've got your hands up, and you don't even know what else to do. It's that moment between surrender and completely giving up. Have you ever been there? Now, I'm thinking back, not even in the dream, I'm thinking back to a nightmare of a time in my life when it was after my first divorce, and I remember I hadn't eaten for a week. I literally was feeling like I was dying. I was so down. I was so distraught. I felt so broken. And I remember thinking, I don't even know what to do. I don't really know who to call. I don't even know how to help myself right now. And at that point, I actually felt like maybe I needed to call an ambulance. I mean, I'm not even kidding. That's how I felt. The pain was so intense over my whole body, heart, mind, body, and spirit, seriously. And I remember thinking, yes, but if they take me in to the hospital, all they're going to want to do is give me drugs. And I'm like, I'm not taking drugs, okay? Because drugs aren't going to fix this problem. My heart's broken. My life feels like it's broken. I feel like my life is over and I didn't know what to do. So I laid there and I just cried out to God, seriously. And all of a sudden, I saw myself lifting my hands up. And it was like, oh my goodness, I surrender. And I'm not even kidding. A peace came over me that absolutely was like a peace that surpasses all understanding, like that type of peace. It was so powerful. It was so comforting. and honestly, I fell asleep immediately. And even in the circumstances, I had the most sweet, peaceful sleep. And I woke up the next day, and even though my situation hadn't changed at all, not in the slightest, okay, I found it in myself to get out of bed, to go actually make myself some food, and to start eating. I am not even kidding, but I remember that moment between completely giving up and throwing in the towel 100% and surrender. And guess what? The two moments looked pretty much identical. That's right. They looked identical. I had my hands lifted. I was like, I'm done. No different than like you see in like these old movies where someone's like, get your hands up. And you're like fearing for your life at that moment. Like I thought it was over for me. But instead, you know what? My hands were lifted, looked no different. I was the one who said, you know what? Get your hands up. It's over. I thought my life was over. I didn't want to go on. I was like, my life is broken. My life is dead. My dreams are dead. My destiny is dead. My future's dead. My present, I'm done. I'm checking out. But instead of quitting, my dear, I lifted my hands in surrender. So the message for you today is this. If you're in a situation right now where you feel as though, oh my goodness, I completely want to quit. Whatever quitting looks like for you, whatever the situation is, remember this, you can surrender. It'll look the same, but it absolutely will not feel the same. I remember thinking, okay, you know what? Like, I can't steer this ship anymore. I have to give someone else the wheel. Whatever your belief system is, I'm going to tell you, when you finally let go of what you're resisting, all of a sudden, help, power, healing can come for you. So that's really today's message for you, my dear. You may be crying out, asking for help, and nobody seems to think it's really urgent. You know, it's like, yeah, I'll get to it. And you may be even crying out to yourself, and you're like, hey, you know what? I don't have time right now. I don't have time for emotion. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for this. I'm going to tell you right now, today's the day to take the time to lift your hands, to do whatever you need to do today to surrender the struggle, the unnecessary suffering, the unnecessary pain that you've been experiencing, my dear. Are you willing to do that today in whatever area of life you've been doing it? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down where you feel a surrender is necessary. Where is it time for you to get your hands up? I want you to know that you're not alone. Be encouraged wherever you are in your life right now, whatever you're dealing with, whatever situation you're going through. I want you to know that you're not alone and that there's a power within you that's greater than the power without you. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.